Mike Bell, why are you an expert on April Fool's Day?
I backed into folklore, and I taught it for about 30 years at CU. And April Fool's Day is the kind of thing that people wonder about the origin of. They have various variations on it. Like in France, they call it the April Fish. School kids try to sneak up behind their classmates and stick a paper fish on their back, kind of like the old kick me thing. And there are other names for it. They call it the April Gowk, which means a parrot or a sucker in Scotland. So there are birds, there are fish, and there are fools, and probably other ones too.
What's your favorite practical joke that's part of April Fool's Day?
Okay. It's this really elaborate one. It was a European one. I don't know if it still exists, but one of the things that they like to do, it's called a fool's errand. And we have lots of them, which I'll tell you about in America, but it goes like this. Somebody tries to convince a naive person that a person they both know is deathly sick and is going to die unless the other person runs right away to a pharmacist and gets a packet of dried crab's blood or dried water or flea bone meal. And he sends them off to the pharmacist who's in on the joke. And the pharmacist says, we're fresh out of them. You got to go to this other pharmacy, which is all the way across town. And the other pharmacist is in on it too. And they try to keep the kid running all over town all day until he realizes that he's been duped.
Well, I think today if somebody said you have to have flea bone meal to save someone's life, I think the kid would know it's a joke.
Well, that's the point. The kid is young enough. For instance, let me think. Mechanics will send the newbie off to get a left-handed monkey wrench. And my cousin, when he was on his first naval ROTC cruise, one of his officers ordered him to go to the quartermaster and get 50 meters of shoreline. But he was kind of hip, so he went down to the flight deck instead and watched half a movie and then went back to the officer and said, I'm sorry, sir, I went all over the ship and I couldn't find any shoreline. In other words, he was the one who was supposed to run all over the ship, getting sent from pillar to post, the shoreline's over in that locker. No, the shoreline's back there. But he watched half a movie instead, so he kind of turned the tables on the guy. There must have been people in the Navy who don't know what shoreline is. That's the whole point. They might send a newbie off to find the mail buoy.
Well, what is a shoreline, and what is a mail buoy?
A shoreline is the coastline.
I kind of thought so, but... Yeah. Just in case, I thought I'd better ask.
Yeah, okay. And the mail buoy is a buoy way out at sea, which is where the Navy brings all the mail, so the ships can stop there and pick up their mail. Not only is it physically impossible for that thing to survive, but it's imaginary anyway.
What is the most recent modern Boulder or Colorado or Denver practical joke or April Fool's Day gag that you've heard about?
For this one, I would probably send you to Wikipedia because they have an entire list of jokes, some of which are quite recent. Let's see. However, the most recent one I think I've heard of is telling a co-worker in your office, assuming you know his girlfriend, that she's pregnant when she's not. And it sends the guy into conniptions.
Now, how do you draw the line between a fun practical joke and a malicious one? Because that's getting on the edge.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I guess, you know, anytime the practical jokes are around, there are going to be malicious ones. The thing about April Fool's Day is that it's one time of the year when it's okay to pull these pranks. You know, there's sort of a permissiveness about it. Like on Halloween, on an ordinary day, we don't go around TPing people's front yard trees. We don't go around soaping their windows, but those rules are suspended for Halloween.
And they're suspended again on April Fool's Day.
That's the whole story.
Now, it used to be, the Gregorian calendar used to say this was the start of the year.
That's right. And in 1582, the Pope, I think he was Gregory the... what Gregory did, it was the Julian calendar that said... April 1st was the start of the year, and I'll talk later about why that really makes sense. Gregory the 13th, I think, in 1582, decreed there was going to be a new calendar, and that they dictated that January 1st would be New Year's Day.
Well, you know, I've always thought that the calendar should start in the spring. Well, when there's plenty to eat, and the herds are back, and the light's getting very strong.
Well, there may not be plenty to eat because you're getting ready to plant. And, we have the, is it the solstice or the equinox? Anyway, the sun starts coming back.
I think that's equinox then.
Equinox, okay. Which is a real worry. I mean, primitive societies could never really be sure that the sun was going to come back.
Some days I have my doubts too.
But they would celebrate this. And, if you don't get your seeds planted at the right time, too early or too late, the result could be famine. So it was pragmatically important. It could be a matter of life and death.
Have you ever played an April Fool's joke on someone?
Well, yeah. I used to walk into my classes on April 1st and start passing out the paper to take an exam, having not announced there was going to be any exam, and see how long it took them to wise up. And some people would light up right with a grin right away, and others would look agonized. And then eventually everybody would burst out laughing.